You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jay Hanselman. Cincinnati Council is giving the go-ahead to a plan to fund demolishing the former Utipol Brewing facility in Queensgate. But the group wants the Port Authority, which owns the property, to try and preserve the iconic smokestack. Councilmember Chris Seelbach.
If you get to a point in the demolition where you think it's not going to be able to be saved, come back to us first. But this doesn't guarantee that it will be saved. The city is not going to pay, I don't think, for it to be saved. But it strongly encourages the port to do everything they can, and I know they will, to try to save, I think, this important part of our history and of our skyline.
Port officials say engineers will have to determine if the smokestack can be saved and how much it would cost. Councilmember Kevin Flynn cast the only vote against the funding plan. He's concerned about conflicting numbers about the cost of demolition.
If you provide me with a budget that says it's going to cost $3.5 million, which includes $170,000 fee for the port, and then you come in here saying we're going to get it done for $2 million, there's something that just doesn't seem right about that.
Flynn thinks it will be the higher number and the port will come back to the city asking for additional money. Everyone agrees the facility is beyond repair. The port purchased the building in 2015 and wants to clear the site for future economic development. I'm Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.